Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Grimmy in for Scott until 7 o'clock tonight. I feel quite confused, actually, as to what time it is. Usually, I'm on Radio 1 between 10 and midnight, so it does feel now it should be about 10 past 10. Not 10 past 4, and I had a proper early start. Got up at like R5 this morning, so it does feel like bedtime. But we'll plough through. We'll be absolutely fine. Thank you to Greg. He's not been in to see me just yet. Yesterday, he ran into this room, arms open, ready for some hugging, some loving. But today, not so much. I don't know why. Last night, me and Greg went out for lads' night. Lads. It's pretty laddie. We went to Florence's album listening party, which is a weird thing. I've never been to one of those before, but the one that doesn't speak's been to one before. Greg's been to one before. I think Greg went to Beyonce's, which is pretty good. The one that doesn't speak went to, who is it, Diddy's? P. Diddy's he went to. Diddy was there, so that's awkward. But what happens is, if so, we've got an album coming out, rather than post it out, because I'd probably copy it and sell it on a market or something, you just go to a room and everyone has to sit there and listen to the new album. But it's such a weird thing to do because it's a party, but you have to just listen. So no partying. So you just come in and be quiet. But then there's loads of people you know and you're sort of giving awkward nods to and like, thumbs up on this track. Ooh, don't know about this one. 3 out of 10 for me. No, there was no 3 out of 10s. It was very, very good. But me and Greg went there to listen to Florence's record and it was a weird thing because it was like, yeah, let's go out. Hey! Silence. Everyone be quiet for an hour. So it was quite a weird night, but we did go out and have a bit of a fun night together. After that, we thought we'd go and get some food, a big gang of us. And then all of a sudden, the gang just started to disperse and then it was just me and Greg by candlelight. I mean, I know he's been saying it's lads' night, but I think it was a date. And obviously things didn't go his way last night. I dropped him off in the car responsibly. Somewhere near his house, because I wasn't really going that way. But he's not yet been in to see me. But come and see me, Greg. It's fine. Maybe we could do it again sometime.
Podcast.
So, quite a weird day today. Someone just texted me in because I did mention at the start of the show that I've been up since 5:30. Someone frantically texted in, why have you been awake since 5:30? Loads of question marks. Relax. I had to do something which I've never, ever done before. And I did think it was my agent getting me confused with one of her, like, clients who were on the way out. Or maybe it was a sign I'm on my way out. Because I got asked today to host the opening of a shopping centre. So quite a weird booking. Now, the only time I've seen people open shopping centres is when Heat Magazine does one of those things like, where they went wrong. And it's like Suzanne Shaw in a shopping trolley, bruised, dozing onto some watermelons. Some shoes that are a bit too big for her. You know, dark times. But I said yes, I thought, you know, I'm free on Tuesday morning. And they got a weird gang together to open this shopping centre. The old crew all back together. Or the gang, the lads. They had me, Pixie Geldof, Boris Johnson, and of course Nicole Scherzinger. The perfect gang, I think, to open a shopping centre. And it was a stupid, early call time. Had to be picked up at like 6 o'clock this morning, leave the house. And as I said, I had a very romantic date last night with Greg James. Just been in to see me. He wants it bad. So I had kind of a bad night's sleep last night because I got home. And usually I finish my radio show at midnight. I got home last night, got into bed for about 11 or something. Went asleep, got a phone call at midnight saying, hi, your car's outside to pick you up, your taxi's here. I was like, I'm in bed, I'm confused, what's going on? So I think they meant to ring Annie Mack, who's doing my show. So I was like, it's not for me, put the phone down. But half an hour later, hi, your cab's still outside. No, I'm in bed. Got Boris and Scherzinger in about 5 minutes. Like a million phone calls, basically, last night. Called all night. So woke up about 5:30. Got my friend Amy staying with me, all the way from New York City at the moment. So I was trying to get out of bed, being a little bit quiet. And obviously not being quiet, because she was just like, put the light on. So I was like, really trying to, it's going to grab these shoes. God, where's that thing? Like, probably should have prepared for the day before I went to bed last night. to like trying to find everything that I needed for the day in the dark at R5 this morning. And then got everything, got out, went on the way, and it was quite a weird thing because it was this super huge shopping centre in East London. It's about 4 days away from my house in a cab. So I finally got there, went in, had a little potter around, had a little rehearsal, and then had to do like the opening. Now I thought I'd be doing like the scissor bit. That's the only reason I went, because I thought it was cutting the ribbon. But they had some bloke called Boris Johnson, Mayor of London or something. He did it, so I thought, oh, we'll give him a little go with the scissors. Although, only let him hold them when he is cutting the ribbon. It's a bit of a live wire. But I love Boris. I'd never met Boris before, obviously. And he gave a wonderful speech about the opening of the ceremony and included the prices of a Big Mac, which I really liked. Just to relate to the youth, we were like, oh, OK. Euro bad, Big Mac's good. We get it. So he was there. Nicole Scherzinger was there. She did a performance. And I always thought this would be a good idea. Sometimes when I'm pretending to be a pop star in my room or on the tube or something, I sometimes think, why is there not escalators in music videos? Wouldn't that be good? Like arriving on the stage via an escalator. And today, Scherzinger made that dream come true. Although she did hold on to the handle. You would have put your hand on a hip, maybe, wouldn't you? But anyway, she came down holding on, safety first. She is 66. She didn't want to slip a disc. So she came down and she performed, and it was amazing. It was very, very good. I've never known that she had such a good voice. Because I always think dancer first, but she has an amazing voice. So she went on and she sang and she danced and it was amazing. And there was pyrotechnics and there was water and everything was amazing. All good, apart from, if you ever smell a pyrotechnic, what it smells like, it basically smells like the worst eggy fart that you've ever smelled. So as good as Scherzinger was, and sort of skin tight PVC with jewels hanging off it with this beautiful dance routine, it smelled a fart.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
So currently, we are getting a lot of text messages in with the hashtag bad seduction song. We were talking about having your MP3 player on shuffle when you're getting into the mood. Maybe someone that you fancied for a while, you get them back to yours and you put a bit of this on. Before we go any further, does anyone actually put music on like this when they are feeling a bit sexy? No, I don't want to do it with you. No, I'm in no way interested in your appearance. But I do have this. Oh, okay then. Let me loosen my blouse. So this is on. So good. The wind's blowing the curtains. There's lighters on. It's like a Meatloaf video. Then a bit of this. Oh my God, it's getting hot and steamy up in there. We now want to know what the worst song that could come on and shuffle would be. Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Dave has been on worst seduction song, If You Are a Man. Or Shania Twain is not getting anyone in the mood. It's not getting anyone laid, Shania Twain. What about the Pizza Hut song? Don't know who did it though, says Lewis. Lewis, delete that, because you don't need to listen to that any time. Tie My Kangaroo Down Sport. Rolf Harris, absolute nightmare when that comes on. When that comes on, like that comes on. Peter Andre, says Sarah in Derby. I don't even think we need to talk about the record, just the thought of... bad seduction song, the Out Here Brothers, Wiggle It. What was that? Wiggle, wiggle. Oh, I'd quite like that one. Wiggle, wiggle. Bit of a cheeky romance one. Who Let the Dogs Out would be a mood killer, says Jodie Nottingham. I Hope You Die... by the Bloodhound Gang, David on his tractor in Doncaster. I hope that's just not a text because he's missing Scott. I hope that's a song title.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
We are talking about inappropriate lovemaking records. What is the one record on your MP3 player that if it were to come on during a heavy lovemaking session, potentially after this... completely ruin the mood. 81199 or hashtag bad seduction song. What would it be? I'm saying anything that reminds you of your mum and dad. Like Simon and Garfunkel. Awful. Or can you imagine after this? It's all going well, the candles are on, caressing somebody's neck. You don't know them, but you're drunk. After this, segged into this. You're like, oh, God, what's this coming on?
Thank you very much.
Oh. I'm Chef. This song is off my second hit album. Oh, not the Chef song. Maybe she won't hear it. It sounds pretty sexy, all right. They're into it. It's set in the tone. But he somehow gets lost in the lyrics. I don't think you want to hear Chef's chocolate salty balls. P.S. I love you. In brackets. When you're getting in the mood. I think I genuinely bought this record. I think I did. Stirred with a wooden spoon. So you probably get away with this bit. Cup of flour, you'll be in heaven soon. Say everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Put them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of vitamins and good for you. So suck on my balls. I mean, it's a little suggestive, isn't it? There's a hint of innuendo around that one. But I think the worst one that we've had in that could really, really ruin the mood is this. I like it. This is the worst song in life. This is a remix of Timmy Mallett's Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. One, two, three, four. I mean, that's the candles blown out, the windows slammed shut. Oh, yeah. And you're just dancing on your own. Whee! Thank you for those. I can't listen to that song anymore. Bad Seduction Records, I think that has taken the biscuit. That is the one. A Timmy Mallett dance record. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. I think it is time that we all win some Scott Mills points. We're going to play the comments game. It's a wonderful game. Now, the internet can be a very, very weird place, especially when it comes to people leaving their own comments and opinions about things. This is one of my favourite things to do. If you, like, check out someone's, like, YouTube video and you can read people being like, oh, look at her scraggly hair. Sorry for that one, Gaga. It becomes quite weird, quite a nasty place. These people find their computers, they have to log on, sign in, and then slag things off. It's a hobby of a lot of people. So we thought we'd turn this negativity into a positive game. It's the comments game. We have Smooth Talking Dan. Hiya.
Hi, Nick.
So smooth, it gets me every time. He's going to read out some actual comments people have posted underneath a news story on the internet, and we just have to guess from the bile that people have written what the story is. You're not going to read anything out about the story, just comments from just maniacs with computers. Usually it's very difficult, the people commenting just start insulting each other, which is my favourite bit. Shut up, number 7! Mushroom 89, pipe down. So as well as slagging off the people involved in the story, they start to abuse the other commenters within the site. So we have 3 comments for every news story, and we're going to figure out what the news story is. What should our pointage be? Do we think 20 points for every story that you get right? Do you think that's good?
Sounds fair, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Play along at home. Text in 8199. I believe on line 1 we have Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hi there, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, how are you?
Very well, thanks, very well.
Where are you, Tom?
Just outside Glasgow, a place called Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard of it, if I'm honest. I was like, oh, yeah, old Hamilton town. Never been. How many Scott Mills points do you have?
Oh, I've no idea. I miss the show regularly because of the different shifts, so I stopped counting, but I still play.
Okay, I've got 0 points. I really want to pick some up today. Yesterday, I got beaten crazily by a lady called Katie. We played that tweeting game. But today we are going to play the comments game. Do you ever do that? Do you ever feel the need to log on and destroy a celebrity on the internet?
I don't do the celebrities, but regular folk, yes.
Regular folk, yeah. Just people in the street, just out the window. Oh, fatty! It's nice of you, Tom. Okay, so we're going to play Smooth Talking Danny's going to read out the comments. Three comments for every news story, so you don't have to give your answer straight away. You can give one, and then you can guess who you think it might be. You'll do another, and then a third and final one, and then we need your guess as to who or what the story is. Okay, we ready?
Yep.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, we go?
Yeah, okay, go, right, yes. Okay, go, right. Go. I thought that was smooth. Yes,
sorry,
go.
Okay,
go.
One. I think they're on par when it comes to looks. None of their facial features stand out for me.
Okay. Tom, have you ever any idea who this could be? Who do you think's on a par? But this is like a bitchy thing, isn't it? So, any idea, Tom, what this story could be?
I don't know. I would maybe guess Jordan and Alex Reed.
Jordan and Alex Reed?
Interesting.
I'm thinking it might be the new X Factor judges, Talisa and Kelly.
Okay.
Okay, should we have another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get over yourself, love. You're looking like a jealous little hen clucking around the sidelines. A period of silence and dignity from you would be welcome.
Oh, God.
That's a bit catty.
It's getting evil now, isn't it, Tom? It's a bit catty, this one. Like a clucky hen.
Hmm.
Okay, who do you think that is? Are you staying with Alex and Jordan?
No, but I don't know who to replace it with.
No, I don't know who it is either. Let's have it again, Smooth Talking Dan.
Get over yourself, love. You're looking like a jealous little hen clucking around on the sidelines. A period of silence and dignity from you would be welcome.
Okay, so someone who's been a bit jealous and mouthy recently. Tom, any ideas who this could be?
Wanting on at the moment.
Should we have the final one? I have no idea what this story could be about.
It's pretty tough.
It is quite a tough one.
She's with a billionaire and enjoying all the trappings that come with it. She's not going to be romantically interested in a camp elf-sized dancer.
Oh, my God.
Think of camp elf-sized dancers who might be...
Brian Dowling?
No? Dancing's key.
Dancing. Okay, let's have a little think. A camp elf-sized dancer. Who do you think, what do you think this is about, Tom?
I don't know. Maybe something from Strictly? I've no idea.
Someone from Strictly who was with a billionaire. Is it Tess Daly? Because Vernon's a billionaire now, I think. For that margarine ad.
The oil
someone saying, is it Kerry Katona? Oh, Tom's hung up. He's had enough. Thanks, Tom. Does that often happen, Dan?
Can do.
Yeah.
Can do, yeah.
Can do. Oh, what happens now? Should we just wait for Tom to come back?
Okay.
So, is someone off Strictly Come Dancing?
Do you want to give your final answer, Nick?
I think my final answer would be maybe... I don't even know who's on it this year. What about... Oh, I know who it is! Holly Valance. Isn't she with a billionaire?
Yes.
And the story is that she's gone with the man who's good at dancing, who usually is with the rubbish people at dancing. Is that the story?
Do I reveal? I feel a bit sorry for Tom.
Oh, yeah, let's wait for Tom. It's obviously the answer, but okay. Is it Tom here, Tom?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, what happened? Just had enough.
Yeah, I haven't even moved.
Oh, so this drone really gets to you. They'll be like, oh, God, I can't handle it. So I've gone with saying I think it's something to do with Holly Valance and the man off the dancing programme, whose name I can't remember.
Yeah. Tom, what are you saying?
I'm going to stick with her, and I have no idea with this one.
Okay. I can tell you, Nick Grumshaw gets the points.
Yes! What's the actual story?
It's pretty much exactly that. Seeing Artem dancing with Holly Valance is really weird. Kyra Toynton steps aside for boyfriend Strictly partner. So Kyra Toynton was on it last year. She's going out with Artem.
Oh, right, okay.
Artem's now dancing with Holly. She's getting jealous, clucking around like a hen.
Like the jealous hen.
But both Holly and Kyra are pretty average looking facially.
Yeah.
Holly's got a billionaire boyfriend, and Artem is the camp elf-sized dancer.
So she doesn't need the elf. The other one's acting like a chicken.
Yeah.
And Holly's got a billionaire, so she's the winner.
That's it, yeah.
Okay. Do we get this, Tom?
I didn't get that at all.
Do we know what's going on? To make matters worse, to add a bit of energy and excitement to this game, one of my contact lenses just fell out, so I'm now partially sighted, Tom. Okay, let's do this again. I got 20 Scott Mills points, which is pretty good, I think. We're going to do this again. Good luck, Tom, in this one. We hand you over to Smooth Talking Dan.
Imagine if we had a country of people just like him. He may be a bit odd, but you can't deny he has the heart of a lion.
Oh, someone who's a bit odd, but with a good heart.
Carl Pilkington.
Who?
Carl Pilkington.
Carl Pilkington.
Interesting.
You think the story might be about him? I think that someone who's got a nice heart might be, but is a bit, might be Joey Essex.
Okay.
So, I don't know what the story could be, but let's have another comment to see what we think it might be.
Is there nothing that Barbara Windsor won't do to get a face in the news?
I know what this is! And I thought that was weird too. And I agree. No, I don't really. I listened to Barbara on Radio 2 on Sunday afternoon. I was mad. I didn't know what she was talking about. Tom, do you want to have a guess first? Do you think you know what this might be about?
Absolutely not a clue.
No idea? No idea. Okay, Smooth Talking Dan. I think I'm going to go for this one.
Okay.
I think this is about David Walliams doing his 140-mile swim up the Thames for Sports Relief. And how I think I know this, good heart.
Yeah.
And weirdly, when he got out the Thames, not only was he joined by a gaggle of naked boys, but Barbara Windsor was there with a pineapple hairdo. So that's why I think it's that.
Do you want the final clue?
Yes. Oh, do you want the music?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's nice, isn't it?
It is nice.
When people do something for charity, why can't the activity be something actually useful? Example, digging old people's gardens. Say 5,000 hours doing that would not only raise money, but help the old people.
Shut up, maniacs on computers.
Still complaining, even though he's done that.
Still swing. Complaining. £1 million for charity. Why don't you dig old people's gardens? Why don't you get off the internet, you lunatic? Get a job. So should we reveal the story?
Nick Grimshaw is absolutely right.
Yeah!
Exhausted David Walliams completes Thames swim as he raises over £1.1 million.
Oh, but it is disgusting that he's not digging old people's gardens, isn't it? It's horrible. What a sicko David Walliams is. How dare he not dig some old people's gardens? That's the only thing old people like doing, digging. Okay, Tom, I'm cleaning up on this game.
You are.
I really am. Should we do one more?
One more.
Let's do one more. Okay, Tom, listen very carefully. Think what Smooth Talking Dan is talking about all smoothly.
She's still awful, horrible and crude.
Joe Wiley. I'm joking. Tom?
Yes?
What do you think?
Well, that could be half of the celebrities I know of.
Yeah, they're all pretty horrible.
I'm going to hold off on this one now.
Go on, just say someone's name so it's funny.
Katie Price again.
And it is correct! No. Let's have another clue.
Please learn to spell awful and crude. I would say she has more brains on her backside than you if your spelling's anything to go by.
Well read.
Thanks, thanks.
Okay, so some... This one doesn't help. This is doesn't just when someone's attacking another commenter.
It doesn't add much.
No, it doesn't really add much. Tom, any ideas?
Again, I'll stick with what I said. Katie Price.
Tom Baker's been on. Is it Lily Savage? Not in the press anymore. 290s.
Still as rough as a dog's dinner. I bet she could go 12 rounds with Mike Tyson.
This is the final chance for you, Tom, to win some Scott Mills points today. She's had some sort of makeover, do we think? Because she still looks rough, so it didn't work. Who's recently had a makeover?
But still as rough as a dog's dinner.
Okay.
That's key.
Who's had a makeover and still horrible?
See, I'm going to beg for a hint here. I need some point.
I know, if we say anything, Tom, we're going to look horrible. Because they might be wrong, and then we've just slagged someone off.
I don't even know who did a makeover recently.
Okay. I feel like this is the only person I can think of who said a makeover, but as soon as I say it, people are going to be horrible. Well, they think I'm being horrible.
Go on.
Is it Claire from Steps?
It's not right.
Oh, great. Now I've just slagged off Claire from Steps. She has lost weight, but then I thought, that's what I thought. I watched the program. Well, now it just looks like I've slagged off Claire from Steps. Bloody nightmare.
I thought you were going to say Claire from Reception.
Oh, no.
The outrageous.
No, she had a makeover.
I don't think so.
Rubbish if she hasn't, I've not noticed. Morning, Claire. She's there, ready. Tom, any guesses?
Final guesses.
For a makeover. Chantel
off of...
off of Big Brother.
Off of Big Brother.
It's a good guess, but it's wrong.
Can we have one more guess?
Yeah.
Katona?
No. You're not really on the right lines. It's quite a hard one again.
Okay, come on. Give it us.
Denise Welch ditches her peroxide blonde crop for new brunette do.
Oh, no. Her off of Loose Women?
Mm.
Does she look nice with a brunette do?
She looks rough still, apparently.
Tom, thank you for playing.
Thanks very much.
Sorry you got no scope. It's got scratch mouse points, but thank you for playing. Cheers, Tom.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1. Now, earlier on, we were torturing Chris Smith off of the news by asking about his MP3 player and if anything embarrassing has ever come on it during when he's about to get into the mood with a loved one. So imagine the scene. You're at home. You're with someone you fancy. The night air is just right. There's candles lit. There's curtains blowing in the wind. They look good. You look good, and you put some music on. Just pop it on shuffle, I mean, it's easy. Why should you DJ when you're lovemaking? So first this comes on, it's all right. Then maybe a bit of this. It's a bit more energetic, but still, it's in the same vein. It's all right. Then maybe a bit of... oh, God. People are losing it. But then what if something bad comes on? Charlotte has been on to say, on her MP3 player, she has this. So it's all right so far. It's quite romantic. It's definitely... God, the hairy angel. When hope was high... and life worth living. See, her voice is nice, but you know her face. So automatically, you're out of the mood. So maybe, you know, you pop this on. Ah, it's a beautiful night. It's all you've ever wanted. You and that special person together. Or as Gareth has been on to say, what happened to him on Saturday, he's gone from some lovely, soulful R&B into...
One, uno, two...
Learning to count in Spanish.
Three.
Easy, fluent Spanish.
Four. Cuatro. Five. Cinco.
Actually happened on Saturday, he says.
Seis. Seven. Siete.
I mean, could you just get through this?
Ocho.
Could you focus?
Nine. Nueve. Ten. Diez. Good. Now let's say the numbers one more time.
I mean, someone's phoned a taxi there already. That's not great. Actually happened to poor Gareth on Saturday. Delete or make a playlist. Just love making playlists. Or just call it love. Discreet. Ian, hanging my head in shame at this popping on my MP3 player shuffle. Oh, God, already it's bad. I mean, it's killing the mood. Unless you've got, like, a weird Santa fetish, you're not going to be into this. That's creepy. I don't like it. I don't like it when old people call themselves girl. Makes me feel sick. Rosie, that happened to me. This has actually happened to me. My laptop was on shuffle and this came on. Oh, a bit energetic. A bit dominant. When you're in the mood, you shouldn't hear the tones of High School Musical. I'm out of there. Gone. And then you've got to get up, go and find it, and then you've got to get something sexy back on. Took a second. But you know, you're back in the vibe. This is all fine. Donna has been in touch to tell us something that really puts people off if you are in the mood for lovemaking, kissing and a cuddling with a loved one, is this little number. I mean, I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself, but those around you both sobbing.
Oh God, she was the people's princess.
Podcast. I believe on line one right now we have Liam. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
What's going on tonight, Liam?
Sorry?
What's going on this evening?
Not much, just having my tea.
Oh, what did you have for your tea?
Curry.
Oh, nice. That's a good tea, that, on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm going to cook tonight, Liam.
What are you going to cook?
No idea, because I can't cook. And I'm working overnight, so usually I have something at my desk upstairs. Like a saddo. But tonight I'm going to actually cook in the house. Could be awful. Yeah, good luck's needed. So what's your talent, Liam? You're going to be in our TV trailer, hopefully. But what are you so good at? Why do you think you should be on the actual telly?
Well, I play trombone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trombone's always a tricky one, I think.
Yeah, kind of.
I had a little brass interlude in my youth.
Yeah, trumpet, wasn't it?
Trumpet, yeah. But then I got downgraded to cornet.
It's not a downgrade.
Do you not think?
No.
Well, I always thought trumpet was, like, called jazzy, and then cornet was just not good. Didn't like it. So you're going to do some tromboning.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, do you want to take it away?
All right. Okay.
This is Liam auditioning for our Teen Awards TV trailer.
Hi.
Hi, that was awesome, Liam.
Thank you.
That was real good, real classy, I thought.
Yeah, it was jazzy.
Yeah, real jazzy. It could be a real classy awards. The teen awards are a-coming. That was really good. I liked that. We could go for a whole classy vibe.
Here we go.
On line two, we have Rory. Hello.
Hey, Jeremy.
How are you?
I'm not bad. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. I'm all right. What's going on?
Not a lot, really. Just sort of chilling.
Just chilling. What have you been doing today? Have you been at college, school?
No, I'm going to uni soon. So
oh, okay. Why are you not there now?
Because my freshers week hasn't started yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are you looking forward to that?
I am indeed. It should be good.
Real nice, quiet, relaxing week.
Yeah.
Getting into the books. Early nights. What is your talent and why do you want to be in our Teen Awards trailer?
I've been playing drums for 9 years, so.
Oh, okay. How old are you now?
18.
18, so you've been playing them for, like, half your life?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. Does that work out? Yeah. We'll take it away, Rory. Let's hear those drums.
Thank you very much.
I've got an idea. Because people say I'm kind of the Dr. Dre of Radio 1. I think people have said that. Let's combine Rory with Liam's trombone. Can we do something together? Go! It's working well. I mean, this sounds great. This is an advert right there. Liam, Rory, thank you for your audition.
Thanks.
We'll get in touch. I mean, that just me on the end going, the Teen Awards coming soon. Surely that's a winner.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.